This is Lee Bing from Fear. You're listening to Radio Like You Want. Take, you see that round knob over there? Not the ones that go back and forth, but the ones that go around like clockwise and counterclockwise. One says volume. You take that and you turn that one up to like 10 or 11 if it goes to the gears.
I got a round knob for you, motherfucker.
I might have known better than to do a fucking radio interview in San Francisco.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier. And Flag the Ripper.
All right, calm down, everybody. Thank you, and you. My name is Mike. This is Radio Like You Want. Flying solo this week, my co-pilot, Blag Dahlia, is gallivanting around Europe with his merry band of dwarves. He'll be returning shortly, but until then, folks, we're going to bring you the top content you demand. And this week is no exception. Actually, for all you Blag hags, we have a world premiere exclusive. Blag was over in Britain with the dwarves. He did a BBC session for Mike Davies' BBC Radio 1 punk show, and they did a couple old classics, some new ones, and this very cool mashup they did. They did a cover of the Ting Ting set to the dwarves' classic F-E-F-U. That'll be coming up later in the show for you, so stay tuned. We also have an interview with one of my favorite all-time people. He's a punk rock maverick, but he's also a country musician, an opera singer, a blues man, an actor. I tell you, this guy's a triple threat. He could sing, dance, do it all. He could spin yarn like nobody else, and he's here tonight to do it again. He just released a new record, 7-inch vinyl, called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And his band Fear is on the other side with another Christmas beer. It's the one and only Mr. Lee Ving coming to you, folks. But first, we're going to kick things off with one from Iggy and the Stooges. Iggy and the Stooges were just here in San Francisco. They did two nights, and the whole town was going Iggy crazy. He flailed, he wailed, he did it all, folks. Here's Iggy doing a Stooges classic. This one's called Dirt on Radio Like You Want.
It's good to fucking see you. Thanks for coming. Ooh, I've been dirt.
Or do you feel it when you touch?
this little life. We're all forever. Feel it when you touch me. Oh, do you feel it when you touch me? That it's a consuming fire.
That's our man of the hour right there. Lee Ving and his band Fear doing Beef Bologna live at the WOW Hall in Eugene, Oregon, way back in 1982. Before that, the Circle Jerks with Depression doing a Black Flag cover from the Warped Tour, August 25th, 2007. And we started things off with the man himself, Mr. Iggy Pop, doing the classic Stooges, Dirt. That's from Live in Germany back in 1992, I do believe. All right, Lee Ving coming on up. Stay tuned for that. We got a great interview with him. We're going to hear his new single, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, some Fear classics, some very rare Fear stuff from back in 1978. Also coming up later for you big Dwarves fans. We're missing Blag this week. He's off touring with the Dwarves in Europe, but I'm holding down the fort here at Radio Like You Want headquarters. Got a special something for you Dwarves fans, though. They did a live BBC session on Mike Davies' punk radio show over there in England. And one of the cool songs they did is this kind of live mashup of the Ting Tings' That's Not My Name and the Dwarves' F-E-F-U. All that and more to come, folks. Do stay tuned. But first, I want to play one here from a band called The Controllers. They were one of the first bands to come out of the early punk rock scene and a minor influence on our guest Lee Ving. He caught their act early on down at The Mask, Brendan Mulan's club there in L.A., and saw what he saw, a little shimmer of hope. Lee Ving was looking to create an all-out metal assault, and after seeing The Controllers, he thought, well, maybe I could do something with this punk scene. Here's The Controllers with Electric Church from 1978 on Radio Like You Want.
Sunday morning, I'll be looking right at you. And my savior comes right into my front room. I can't cheat, and I can't lie. But come Sunday morning, I'll be looking right at you. And my savior comes right into my front room. God bless me, my TV. And again, I can't sin over again. But on Sunday morning, I'll be looking right at you. And my savior comes right into my front room.
Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org. Today I'm bringing you a track by Cerebral Ballsy. They're kind of similar to Waves, which I brought you a couple weeks ago, and that some people think Cerebral Ballsy is the real deal, real punk rock wildman. Other people think they're guys putting on the jackets but don't have the heart. I'll let you decide. This track is called Cutting Class from their mixtape called The Gripe Tape Volume 2, just released last month. Check it out.
Steal the money from your mother, buy a gun. We destroy the family. Kill your mother and father. We destroy the family. Isn't that nice?
Right, Fear right there. We Destroy the Family. That's from their classic debut back in 1982, The Record. And I have Fear lead vocalist, Mr. Lee Ving, joining us again. Lee, what's up, man? Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on the radio in the great metropolis of San Francisco.
Christmas time, Lee. I always think of Lee Ving every Christmas. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of that first single you put out with Fuck It Christmas. And who knows how that became such a Christmas anthem. But now you're starting to stack these anthems up.
That's right. There'll be a Christmas album pretty soon. You know, there'll be all Christmas songs.
Yeah, it'll be greatest hits, but it'll just be all songs that you've written about Christmas.
That's
right. Who would have known those would be the greatest Fear hits?
Who would have thought?
Now, you have this solo one. It's been up on iTunes for a while. I know you've been performing it acoustically every once in a while, but now you're going to finally get serious and do a vinyl pressing for this thing, right? Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
That's right. So, I expect to be on all the holiday programs on ABC, NBC, and CBS. You know, it'll be Bing Crosby, Lee Ving, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, you know, just the guys, the traditional Christmas singers that you think of, you know, blah, 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 with the Bing Crosby stuff, you know, we got it all covered.
Now, this actual recording is a little more heartfelt, I guess, than most of the stuff that we hear from Fear. This is, you're releasing this under your solo name. This catches you in a more somber mood, I guess. This is kind of a more of a somber Christmas tale here.
I'd have to admit and say that that's very true. I found myself separated from my wife after many, many years. And as Christmas approached that first year, I found myself singing this song to her and eventually recorded it.
Well, that makes it all that much more special. This is a heartfelt one, and Christmas can be awfully lonely.
It's a tough time of year for some people, you know. If you know anybody that's out there by themselves, think about them and see if you can help them out. It's a tough time for folks who's by themselves at this time of year.
Well, let's send this next one out to all those folks. This one's Lee Ving's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas right here on Radio Like You Want.
Christmas time reminds me of the love I thought was true. And though you've moved on without me, I still have this wish for you. Yourself a merry little Christmas. May your heart be light. From now on, our true merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay from now. Our troubles will be miles away. Here we are. Golden days of yore, faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. The fates allow, until then we'll just have to muddle through somehow. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Right, there it is. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. You guys can pick that one up on vinyl now, all you vinyl junkies. And if you're just doing the MP3 thing, no big deal. Head over to iTunes. Leaving's got an MP3 for you. Lee, that's a beautiful track right there, man. Nice job.
Thanks, Michael.
And recently we talked to Dave Alvin of the Blasters, and he talked quite a bit about the old days of punk. Fear is in a weird place in the history of L.A. punk, because you're part of that old scene that came out of The Mask.
In L.A., it was kind of an art scene. You know, it really wasn't a music scene per se. It was these crazy bands and say funny words and jump around and bump into each other. In the initial phase of in L.A., it was like the Weirdos, Black Brandy and the Metro Squad, the Screamers, that sort of thing. The first offering of punk bands out of L.A. We had started just as they were starting to be a year or two old. And we played shows with X. We played some with the Blasters. They were on the bill, too. And as we got involved in it, we started to speed the songs up more and started to take what was happening in front of the stage and try to move that toward a rugby, bump you on your ass and help you up afterward in the pit. And as things got speedier, faster, you know, the elbows started swinging, and so it turned into a good thing. And we came to San Francisco one time and played for Dirksen. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, some band with the name Kennedy in it. I can't think of it. What it is. You can remind me later. But they were supposed to headline, right?
Right.
And we were going to play immediately before them. So the DKs don't show up. The Mabuhay is fucking packed. And so we play headline position. We're very confrontational. We've been practicing a long time. The band was really tight. With a lot of fights, a lot of pushing around and shoving and getting into the mix with the audience. And we had a great time, and the audience did too. We become a headline band in San Francisco from that night.
Well, I bet you did a good job of getting everyone riled up. You're one of the few bands I know where when people yell for the banter as much as they do the songs. It's not just like, you know, say the hot tub jokes.
You know, the Boswell and Johnson intellectual groups, esoteric places to congregate, have diminished over the last centuries, and now it's punk rock venues where the actual intellectual foment of the future is transpiring, if you will.
As the banter so displays. But we were talking a little bit about you getting your start early on. I was curious about what attracted you personally to this punk thing. I know that you played in blues bands and whatnot, and you're a little bit older than your average teenage punk artsy person that would head down to the Mask.
You know, I wasn't 19 when we started this thing.
Right.
You know, I was closer to 20.
Well, that's a lot of, you know, a few months back then. It goes a long way.
Very, very, you know, it makes a big difference at that time.
So this blues guy from Philly and New York comes out to L.A. What attracts him to this punk club?
I'm a musician, you know, and I love music. I have always been. I'm a singer and a player, and I've studied. I lived in New York. I studied with John Abercrombie, with Jim Hall. You know, I have a list of people with whom I've played, and I've been on Tom Scott records. It's not something where I would come to Los Angeles and then be starstruck by these people that don't understand how to play three fucking chords.
No, well, that's why I'm wondering, like, why would you even want to go down there in the first place? You know, it just doesn't seem like you fit the profile.
There's a simple answer to that question. It's because every fucking other audience in the world at that time for music was sitting there with their chin in the palm of their hand, looking like they wish they were anyplace else, talking to their date and paying no attention to the band, and the band wasn't doing that much anyway. When I saw this thing that was being called punk rock, I saw an audience that as soon as the band started playing, they started bashing the shit out of each other. And a response to the band much bigger than any I had seen for any band for years and for years. I knew something cool was going on here, and I wanted this audience. I didn't give a shit about the music. I wanted this audience. I knew what I was going to play was going to eclipse the living shit out of everything I was hearing, because these are like first grade fucking players, man. You know, I've been at it since I'm 4 years old. So we took this whole thing by the throat and no prisoners, put together a great band that could play its ass off, and immediately took over because nobody could compete with us. And that's how we did it.
That's the answer I would expect to hear. Lee, this goes back a way. I dug up an old demo from Fear. It is a catchy little thing here. This one's called Love the Girls, I guess. This is from a studio
session. We just love the little girls.
That's right.
That's a blast from the past. I barely remember that one. Cool, let's hear it.
Chris Peak Fritters!
Was Fear. This is lead singer leaving.
Was the whole thing was to offend people, because if you offend them, you can be sure that they're awake and listening to you instead of talking about whatever they're talking about. So you have made some intrusion on their brain if you offend them. They're mad all of a sudden. But if you play good enough that they're mad while they're tapping their foot, and it's one of those hate-love things.
Disconnected. Disconnected.
Right, Disconnected right there from the record. Recently been re-recorded, Lee Ving and company, giving these tunes the makeover. Before that, Love the Girls. Lee, that's a blast from the past. Huh?
Yeah, man, that's a while back.
You re-recorded a lot of those on your last release, American Beer, right?
Or yeah, I think we put Catfight on there.
Yeah, Catfight was on there, yeah, and maybe a couple others.
Oh, yeah, and...
Well, you did Surgery, which was a remake of a different song.
Was originally another song.
I can't remember it. It got re-lyriced.
At one point. Yeah, that's been around since that time as well.
Gave that one a new coat of paint.
Yeah.
But talking about giving a new coat of paint to your tunes, now the record, now, all right, so here's the obvious question everyone's going to ask. The record is considered a classic.
Right, so why would you bother, right, you know, re-recording?
Gee, where am I going with this? I don't know.
Well,
let's answer that one.
Here's the reason. It didn't sound the way I wanted it to. It was a good recording. We recorded it at Sound City Studios in Van Nuys, and that's soon to be a documentary that Dave Grohl is making.
Oh, wow.
About that studio and the bands that recorded in it. And that will probably also include a new recording by all of us together on something that we're planning. Something's going to come out of it.
With Dave Grohl and yourself and others.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Very
People
cool.
People who have recorded at Sound City Studios.
Well, that's going to be cool.
And the reason that we re-recorded it was because the first record was engineered and produced by a guy who had just finished recording REO Speedwagon. And so the general timbre of the record was leaning in that direction rather than in this unknown direction that I wanted it to be in. Big wall of guitars, crunchy sounding, you know, scratchy, thrash sounding stuff that no one, especially in the music business, had any experience with. So that record is what we wound up with. It's a good recording. You can play it really loud and it doesn't break up. You can hear all the parts, but it doesn't have the effect that I wanted it to. And so a very long time later, I got the opportunity to re-record it, starting last January or so. Yeah. And so we did. And I found that I got all the songs way, way, way closer to actually the way that I was thinking of them when I was writing them than we did ever on that first / Warner Brothers thing. Now it sounds the way I wanted it to. And now the world will get a chance to hear what it actually was supposed to sound like. People like it, that's great. If they don't, tough shit.
All right, Lee. Well, we'll have to see how that turns out. It sounds like it's going to be a good improvement. I've heard various...
I love the way it sounds, man. If I like it, you'll like it.
And that's the leave-in guarantee.
That's
I've heard some
guarantee.
Of these projects like this.
If you don't, I'll be by. We'll fix it.
You're going to come over and twist some knobs for me? All right, Lee. Well, that's pretty exciting, man. I'm going to be looking forward to that. The tour to follow, for sure, forming the record in its entirety.
And it's been something that's been wanting. You know, we've been needing to come up there and say howdy to everybody. So I'm sure that as this thing gets released, we'll be in San Francisco to play something cool. You know, maybe we'll reopen the Maritime Hall or one of those places we played in the past that worked out real good.
Now you're clearing away some cobwebs there in the old mine, the Maritime Hall. Yeah, I remember that place.
Yeah, we played that one night, and it was packed to the gills. The strangest sounding room you ever heard. Everything's marble. Everything echoes and bounces, man. It was cool.
Yeah, if you're on acid or something, but the sound is terrible in that place. Now, Lee, you are a vocalist extraordinaire. The whole world knows it. Now, you joined me on my last show. It was called Neat Neat Noise, and you called in. You're promoting a gig or something. I don't remember. I had one of the DKs actually was in the studio with me, Klaus Fluoride.
Oh, that's right.
Playing bass. And you did this little opera thing, and I just thought I'd maybe share it with our listeners now because it was so cool.
I'd love to hear it a year later. Yeah, I still sing that. Nessun Dorma by Giacomo Puccini.
If you say so. You announce what it is, but I could never repeat it. So let's turn our listeners on to this. It's a little something I just call upper class interlude. We're leaving schools us all on the way of upper class. Let's roll this clip.
Woo! That's it, Lee. You got the stuff.
Wait a minute. I got a little Puccini aria for you guys.
All right.
I think you just need a little classical music over
Wees
there.
We do.
Spiff up the occasion there to make it more of like, what would you say, upper class over there. Nessun dorma, nessun dorma, ma il mio misto è vuoi chius vuoi me, il nome mio nessun saprà, no. It's trouble, trouble, I'll out of
Bravo!
That was Giacomo Puccini's Turandò, Nessun Dormia aria per tenore di Turandò. Eccola, certo, per favore, scusate mio, eccola, certo, che bella canta!
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Your voice is so trained.
Oh, man, thank you.
I mean, it's trained. You should let it rest once in a while, but don't let it rest this weekend.
We're back. That's a little clip there. Two Wheels from the Wind from Lee Ving's project called Range War.
Yeah, Two Wheels to the Wind. That's a motorcycle tune. I was doing quite a bit of motorcycle riding at that time, and it was a song about, you know, what that's all about.
I love this Range War stuff. I remember even way back in the 80s, you used to play this, and I don't know if people understand the dynamic back then, that when they had this whole urban cowboy thing that was going on, and there was a pretty big divide between punk rock and country music at the time. Like, you almost go to blows immediately.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's a club down here in Costa Mesa where there was a country bar across the street from this punk rock bar, and there was fights there
Zubies.
Every night, man. It was just like critical mass, you know?
That was Zubies and the Cuckoo's Nest, right?
Cuckoo's Nest, that's right.
You would go over and play like the clubs like the Palomino, which is a hardcore country bar in L.A.,
that's
Hollywood.
Right.
As
yep.
Range War, and then, you know, you'd be the next day, you'd be over at the Olympic Auditorium or wherever the hell it is playing Fear.
It's all music, man. You know, there's only 12 notes, and so I love lots of different kinds of music, and if the people that like those kinds of music don't like each other, well, that's just too bad. I'm not going to let that stop me. That country band was smoking, man. I mean, everybody in that band played their ass off. It was like Bix Beiderbecke stuff, you know, man, like from the 30s and the 40s, Texas Swing. Wow. It wasn't just like a couple of jerks trying to play a G and a C chord. It was, you know, there were string parts and horn section parts and stuff. You know, big country band stuff that we took apart and re-put together ourselves. Lots of harmonies and lots of original songs. You know, we played for RCA in Nashville. We played for Page Levy. We played for Columbia Records Nashville, Joe Dante.
So you got this whole secret life, Lee. No one even knows about this stuff. This is all gold right here. I mean, there's another Range Wars song I really like. Something about, like, if there ain't no cold beer in heaven, or...
If they ain't got cold beer in heaven, who the hell would want to go?
Cold beer, cold beer, cold beer, cold beer, cold beer. Hey, heaven's supposed to be a place where you can get most anything. Hey, it's just my luck that old liquor store would be out of Bud the King. Hell, that's one important thing they just had not talked about. One thing would ruin heaven, and if you had to do without. Well, had they got cold beer in heaven? Well, that's what I want to know. If they got cold beer in heaven, who in the hell would want to go? I'd just as soon sip hot suds with bells above me if the bubbly brew don't flow. They ain't got cold beer in heaven, who in the hell would want to go? Now here's a sad part. When judgment day comes to rolling round, God's deciding where I should go. Well, he said, son, you get one request. There ain't no beer up here, you know. Well, I'd say send me down to Texas. It's hot as hell this time of year. But it'd be just like heaven, cause of this old boy damn sure gonna find a beer. Well, have they got cold beer in heaven? What I wanna know, if they ain't got cold beer in heaven, who in the hell would wanna go? I'd just as soon sip hot suds with Beelzebub if the bubbly brew don't flow. If they ain't got cold beer in heaven, and who in the hell would wanna go? Cold beer.
Bravo, Lee. Bravo, my friend. Lee, you got it all going on. Listen to this. King of country. He's got opera under his belt. Punk rock, cred, more than anyone could imagine. Lee, you got it all going on, my friend. 2010, or wait, where are we at here? 2012. Going to be the year that Fear comes back out.
Amen.
On tour. The record re-recorded the way it should be heard.
That's what's definitely going to happen, Mike. We're looking forward to playing big-time shows for you.
All right, check out Lee Ving's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It is a Christmas must. You vinyl collectors out there, get your greedy little hands on it. If you flip it over on the B-side, you're going to hear this track that we're going out with. It's called Another Christmas Beer. Lee, thanks one more time, and talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, Michael. Merry Christmas, San Francisco.
Christmas!
right, another Christmas beer right there. That one's the flip side of Lee Ving's latest release. Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Wow, got a cool interview with Lee Ving right there. We went through all the genres that he does. We went through country, we went through punk, we went through opera even. I mean, the guy does it all, man. It's crazy. What a cool guy. Pick yourself up, have yourself a Merry Little Christmas on the vinyl 7-inch. If vinyl's not your thing, MP3's more your bag, head on over to iTunes. It's available there as well. In fact, I was compiling all the different genres that Lee Ving does. But, oh my God, the Wolfbane's twice as scary when you're alone, my friends. It came from the garage. This week I got a weird one, Sid Wayne and the Tall Tailors. It was The Fuzz.
It was a quarter after four when I kicked the door. The place was easy pickings, I had cased before. As I started to scoop up the cash, in the dark I saw a flashlight flash, and a big surprise was waiting in there for me. It was the fuzz. It was the fuzz. Fuzz was to the left, fuzz was to the right. Oh, the place was buzzing, cousin, everywhere in sight.
There was the fuzz.
That's what it was. Oh, well, I ducked around the back when I heard them shout,
"Come out with your hands up or we'll smoke you out."
As I started to sneak up the roof, I heard the tear gas gun go poof, and I cried through all my tears, 'cause I could see
it was the fuzz. It was the fuzz.
Uniforms are gray, uniforms are blue. Every single one of them were after you know who.
It was the fuzz.
They started climbing up the stairs in their fire escape. Must have been about 100 every size and shape. There were Sherlock Holmes and Charlie Chan, I guess. Carl 54 with Elliot Ness. So I said, "Don't shoot, 'cause I surrender, dear."
That was the buzz.
Well, I'll be sitting in my cell till Lord knows when. The judge was undecided, gave me 5 to 10. And I'm thinking I'm gonna stay clean when they let me back on the scene. I learned a real hard way, crime just doesn't pay.
Can't beat the buzz. Too much of buzz.
Got to play it small, got to play it cool. Anybody break the law is nothing but a fool.
Can't beat the buzz.
That's right, folks. It was the fuzz right there. That's from Sid Wayne and the Tailors. Oh, the ladies!
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to
go. Oh, yeah. Tom once again for the caring, touching, gentler, sweeter smelling side of Radio Like You Want. All right, this week, folks, we got the Ting Ting's British pop sensation. They went all the way to number one with this fantastic hit. That's not my name. Right here on Radio Like You Want.
They call me Hal. They call me Stacy. They call me her. They call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quite, but I'm a liar. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. I'm Mr. Catch if they throw me the ball. I'm the last trip standing up against the wall. Keep up falling these hills that keep me.
premiere exclusive.
This is a murder ballad.
I had not planned on seeing you. I was afraid of what I'd do. But pride is strong, and here am I. And I just can't let you say goodbye. Please have no fear, you're in no harm. As long as you're here in my arms. But you can't leave, so please don't try. I just can't let you say goodbye. What force behind your evil mind can make your lips speak so unkind to one who loves as much as I? But I just can't let you say goodbye. The flesh around your throat is pale, indented by my fingernail. Just can't let you say goodbye. Your voice is still, it speaks no more. You'll never hurt me anymore. Death is a friend to love and I. 'cause now you'll never say goodbye.
Whoa, what the hell was that one? Willie Nelson, of all things. I just can't let you say goodbye. All right, Willie, if you say so. Live country music concert in 1965. Before that, we heard the Dwarves doing a mashup, a live mashup on the BBC session they just recorded. That's Not My Name, Ting Ting's cover, along with their F-E-F-U. Folks, we'll be playing more of that session next week, along with the return of Blackface. They'll be coming back, hyping their new single, I Want to Kill You. Not going to want to miss that. Keep up with all the news at RadioLikeYouWant.com. It's got the Facebook links. It's got all our podcasts. It's got how you can listen to us live. I want to send a big old thanks to Mr. Lee Ving. Lee, swoon us on out of here, my friend.
And through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow.
Greedy. Worldwide.